You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off of your first month when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Talkspace.com. This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off of your first month when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Talkspace.com.
Wondering what retirement is like at St. James Place in Baton Rouge? Folks who live there say,
"Oh, are you in for a surprise?
You can be busy every day.
All day.
Social life is outstanding.
Wonderful parties.
There are courses in computer, art, music.
I feel blessed to live here.
You'll have to come see it. It's great.
And it might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a tour at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the WNBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap the week that was in the WNBA and also a look ahead to the upcoming games in the W. So stay tuned for that and enjoy this edition of the broadcast. I'm going to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about Brittney Griner. We know about the situation about Brittney as far as the political climate is concerned in terms of how she was able to return to America in the exchange, the prisoner exchange that happened with her time being in Russia. We're not going to go into the depths of that because that's been in the news, and that's been almost a year that she was incarcerated, but now she's home in America and trying her best to thrive and get back to normality here in the United States of America. Well, this during the week, Brittney Griner was targeted by a social media figure at an airport in Dallas, and it was unclear. Griner was approached by this gentleman. Griner was approached by this gentleman, and there was some interesting words that he had for Brittney in regards to wondering if she still hates America, if she still wants to boycott America. It was just a weird situation how Brittney was approached. And this goes back to this player safety of the WNBA, chartered flights, which was actually, this was one of the things that was talked about as Brittney was returning to the United States and how they would improve not only her safety, but also the safety of the Phoenix Mercury, as well as other WNBA players. That's a promise that still has not been met yet. And understanding the magnitude of what happened with Brittney and the way the prisoner exchange had happened and all of the political ramifications that came about, the WNBA should have jumped on that immediately in terms of protecting the player's safety, especially protecting Brittany Griner's safety. Long story short, the WNBA, we know about the travel issues that they've had for a long period of time, also with the revenue, and there's only so much money to go around in the league. But bottom line is this: they have to protect the health and well-being of the players, staff members, and of course, someone that's high profile and has been high profile for a long time, being Brittany Griner. So again, Brittany was approached by a social media personality during this past week at the airport, at a Dallas airport, I beg your pardon, and she was approached, and a gentleman asked her, saying things such as, why does she hate America, and why does she still want to boycott America? And just remember, it's just an unfortunate situation that she had to go through, and as well as what her team had to go through. So again, the WNBA, they've got to continue to make strides on the safety of the players. Also, again, with the chartered flights, and hopefully they can try to get some type of deal going where not just Brittany will be protected going forward, but all of the players and staff members will be protected. My next storyline is going to be the Seattle Storm. So during the week, the Seattle Storm finally did it. They would go on to win their first game in the WNBA season. They would go on to beat the Los Angeles Sparks in a close game, 66-63. So the Seattle Storm, right now they're having their growing pains. For so many years, Sue Bird was the cornerstone of that franchise. And even also during Sue's time in Seattle, you had Lauren Jackson as well. And, you know, Jewel Lloyd, again, she's currently the leading scorer in the WNBA, and she's having her growing pains as well, because you got to remember, when somebody of the magnitude and the stature of a Sue Bird, it's tough. It's going to be tough, and that's some big shoes to fill. And you can see that Seattle is having their growing pains, and they're just taking it step by step, day by day, and taking it game by game. But in the meantime, congratulations again to the Seattle Storm on winning their first game in this WNBA season. And for my last storyline is going to be Sue Bird and Sylvia Fowles. So Sue and Sylvia, they played their final seasons last year, and they decided to call it quits and hang it up, and rightfully so. I mean, when you think of Sue Bird, you think of just so many accomplishments, right? Five-time Olympic gold medalist, countless national championships, multiple WNBA champion, WNBA All-Star appearances, the list goes on. And Sylvia Fowles, hey, Sylvia, her accomplishments are phenomenal as well, winning four Olympic gold medals, also being a multiple All-Star, multiple WNBA champion, finals MVP, league MVP, just being just a dog on the defensive side and crashing the boards, getting rebounds. So Sue and Sylvia, given so much, not just to the WNBA, but they've given so much to the sport of women's basketball. And Sue and Sylvia were honored during the week. They both had their jerseys retired in a wonderful ceremony by their respective teams that they played for. Sue playing for the Seattle Storm, and then Sylvia had her jersey retired by the Minnesota Lynx. And again, congratulations to great careers by Sue Bird and Sylvia Fowles. I know they're going to do great things going forward. And again, congratulations to Sue and Sylvia on great careers. All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to recap the week that was in the WNBA. And also we have your league leaders and standings. Stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All. And we'll leave you now with the jersey retirement ceremonies from both Sue Bird and Sylvia Fowles. The audio is courtesy of the WNBA, also ABC, ESPN, the Walt Disney Company, and WNBA League Pass. We'll be right back.
Get on your feet and make some noise for the two-time NCAA national champion, the five-time Olympic gold medalist, 13-time WNBA All-Star, the all-time assist leader in WNBA history, and a four-time world WNBA champion with your Seattle Storm.
Tampa.
Just taking it all in. I think that's all you can do. It's actually really been really fun and interesting and different from last year because I was still playing. So I didn't get to, you know, talk to my family or friends. I got to see them at different points, but it's not quite the same. So it's really cool to be able to share that with them. It's incredibly important. I think of myself as a little girl not really having women's basketball players to look up to growing up. So I obviously really embrace that. But, I mean, I kind of joke. I'm like, my relationship with the city of Seattle is like the longest relationship I've been in. And we've really watched each other grow. We've been a part of so many different evolutions. So it's pretty special, and it's an honor. This is a sports community that loves their athletes. I'm starting to see it, and a lot of it comes in the form of people sharing stories. You know, maybe it's somebody from Hong Kong who's had my bobblehead since my rookie year. That thing's looking rough. She's been through it. But things like that, that's when you start to realize.
It's been an honor to finish my season out here and have the opportunity to be among some of the greatest players that I ever played against. It's unbelievable. It's a dream come true. I can reflect back to 2014. I was just coming off a hip repair, and I was going through all these emotions, and I told my mom, I'm done. I'm quitting. I'm over basketball. Seeing Maya in China. We went out for dinner after the game, got in the cold tub, and we talked a little bit about Minnesota and what it was like and all the great opportunities that they presented here. I was sold. Off the top, I was sold. Had a couple of conversations with Simone, asked her the same questions, and then I was like, this is where I wanted to be. I knew I was leaving Chicago. I had two coaches that I wanted to play for, Cheryl Reeve and Mike Tebow. Thank God that I didn't go to Washington. So thank you guys for holding out. And my life changed once I got here. I think I hit my peak. This organization was everything that I needed to be, from top to the bottom, to how they treated each other, to the respect that they had for each other. And then I was coming in with these girls who didn't take nothing less of great as an option. So every day at practice, it was a battle. It was fun. Sometimes it was hard. We fight, we fuss. But when we came between these four lines, we battled with each other, and it was murder for other teams. And so that's something that I always appreciate. Glenn Taylor, Miss Taylor, thank you guys for bringing me here, giving me this opportunity. You guys welcome me with open arms, and I will forever have you as a mama and a papa. Our fans, you guys are amazing. I don't think people understand the caliber of a Minnesota Lynx fan. Through our good times, our bad times, our hard times, our rough season, you guys are here to support. I will forever love you guys. Continue to do what you do. Continue to recruit. Because without you guys, this legacy do not continue. So thank you.
Wondering what retirement is like at St. James Place in Baton Rouge? Folks who live there say,
oh, are you in for a surprise?
You can be busy every day.
All day.
The social life is outstanding.
Wonderful parties.
There are courses in computer, art, music.
I feel blessed to live here.
You'll have to come see it. It's great.
And it might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a tour at stjamesplaceinfo.org. Wondering what retirement is like at St. James Place in Baton Rouge? Folks who live there say,
oh, are you in for a surprise?
You can be busy every day.
All day.
The social life is outstanding.
Wonderful parties.
There are courses in computer, art, music.
I feel blessed to live here.
You'll have to come see it. It's great.
And it might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a tour at stjamesplaceinfo.org. Wondering what retirement is like at St. James Place in Baton Rouge? Folks who live there say,
oh, are you in for a surprise?
You can be busy every day.
All day.
The social life is outstanding.
Wonderful parties.
There are courses in computer, art, music.
I feel blessed to live here.
You'll have to come see it. It's great.
And it might be more affordable than you think. Learn more and schedule a tour at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
There's said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached.
I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. So again, once again, congratulations to Sue Bird and Sylvia Fowles on having their jerseys retired in a very respectful ceremony that they had in their respective cities. Again, Sue being in Seattle and Sylvia being in Minnesota, Minneapolis to be exact. So again, congratulations to Sue and Sylvia on those achievements. All right, now it's time to recap the week that was in the WNBA. Let's start off with action from Tuesday, June the 6th. We had the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Connecticut Sun. Good game, close game. The Aces came into this game undefeated, and they would hold on to their undefeated streak for the time being. Aces would win 90-84. Hey, you know about, we talked about Sue Bird and Sylvia Fowles and what they did and their contributions to the WNBA and to the sport of women's basketball. But man, somebody that's taking up the ranks in this one, it will, for the next generation in this sport, Asia Wilson. Asia Wilson is phenomenal. And again, she just continues to get, to get better and better year in and year out. She scored 23 points in the victory over the Connecticut Sun. Here's Asia in action.
Face up game, Asia Wilson. Best of luck. Too strong. Young slows it up for Las Vegas. Now it's Gray. 6 points, give and go. Wilson to the rack. Wilson catches low. Face up game, money. Wilson, ball shooting. 5 seconds for Wilson. Spins, faces up, money.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and League Pass. So Asia Wilson, hey, I talked earlier about Sue Bird and Sylvia Fowles and their contributions to the game. Well, currently, Asia Wilson is leaving a mark on this game and continuing to leave a mark as she helped the Las Vegas Aces in that victory over the Connecticut Sun from June the 6th, where Asia scored 23 points. And let's stay with the Aces, Jackie Young. Hey, Jackie's already an early candidate for the league MVP. Very early in this WNBA season, but Jackie, hey, she's been balling and then some. Jackie had 22 points in the win over the Connecticut Sun. Here's Jackie in action.
Seven to shoot. Hayes stays low. Tries to hedge. Young. Off balance. Young on the break. Finishes again. Young with 19. Drops it off. Stokes. Eight on the shot clock. Two possession game. Here's Young with 19. Give her 21.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and League Pass. So again, Jackie Young. Coming in, early MVP candidate, she scored 22 points in this contest, giving the Las Vegas Aces a 90-84 victory over the Connecticut Sun. So again, with the box score for Las Vegas, Asia Wilson, double-double, 23 points, 10 rebounds. Jackie Young finished with 22 points. Kelsey Plum had 17 points. And Chelsea Gray finished with 14 points. On the losing end for the Connecticut Sun, Rebecca finished with 22 points. Alyssa Thomas had a double-double with 14 points and 11 rebounds. Brianna Jones had a double-double with 15 points, 10 rebounds. And then Natisha Heideman and Deja Mae Carrington both had 11 points. So again, the final score was Las Vegas 90, Connecticut 84. We move along now to an intense game from that same day. It went to overtime, and the Chicago Sky would hold on to beat the Indiana Fever 108-103. Marina Mabry, wow, Marina has made an immediate impact in Chicago since arriving to the team. Of course, you know about Marina spending some seasons with the Dallas Wings, first year with the Sky, already making it an immediate impact. She scored 28 points for the Chicago Sky, giving them a win in overtime. Here's Marina in action.
Three-pointer of the season after we're talking about all her defense. Speaking of defense, Marina Mabry steps into the passing lane. She's got a two for herself. Here's Mabry from the elbow, and she drains it. Mabry. Wow. Can they lead to points? And they do. Dana Evans to Mabry. Cutting Mabry. Steps it back. Drops it home. Okay, Mabry's got an answer. That's a long two. Mabry again. She's found her hot hand again.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and CBS Sports Network. So Marina definitely had the hot hand. She scored 28 points. But also making a contribution in the overtime victory, Kalia Copper. Man, you talk about tough. You talk about gritty. You talk about, as Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra said about his team, the Miami Heat, he called them gnarly. Well, Kalia Copper, you can call her gnarly as well because that work ethic is through the roof. She scored 24 points in the victory over the Fever. Here's Kalia in action.
Copper, meanwhile, is 0 for 4 before that shot. Copper has the one field goal. She struggled shooting the basketball here. We'll take it inside. Kalia Copper with another bar. Five to shoot. Was looking for Boston, and the Sky force a turnover. Dana Evans gives it to Copper. Pulls from the left side and drills it. Copper again, same spot, same result. Mabry, who is scoreless in the third, gives it up to Copper. Checks her feet, fires, and hits from three on the corner. Feeling Copper wants to take it. Pulls the trigger and hits. Copper gives it back up to Evans. Handoff is there. That tight coverage by Wheeler defensively. Trying to find Copper. She gets it and ties it.
All right, that audio again, courtesy of the WNBA and CBS Sports Network. So Kalia Copper came through in the clutch, scoring 24 points. But what got Chicago over the hump and giving him the victory in overtime, Dana Evans. Dana came up big in this game, scoring 20 points. Here's Dana in action.
Dana Evans gets a look. We are tied. Evans, a flair for the traumatic. The first half, Dana Evans takes the pocket of Wallace. Gets the bucket. Let him play a little bit. From the baseline, it's David Evans. Evans will take it, floats it, gets it to drop. 7 seconds here to shoot. Evans takes it inside. She ties it again at 87. Dana Evans catches and shoot. She drills the three. Elizabeth Williams tips it to Courtney Williams. Less than a minute left to play. Dana Evans calling for it. Gets it five. Evans pump fake, step through, move. Oh, she's taken over in the biggest of the big moments.
All right, that audio again, courtesy of the WNBA and CBS Sports Network. And as the announcers said, just taking advantage of the biggest moments, and certainly that's what Dana did in the overtime victory for the Chicago Sky over the Indiana Fever. So Chicago winning 108-103. Marina Mabry had 28 points, Kalia Copper had 24 points, and Dana Evans had 20 points. On the losing end for the Indiana Fever, Aaliyah Boston, the number one overall pick in this year's WNBA draft, had 25 points and 11 rebounds with a double-double. Kelsey Mitchell finished with 14 points. Lexi Hall at 13 points. Erica Wheeler had 12 points, and Melissa Smith had 10 points. And also Christy Wallace had 16 points. So again, the final score in overtime, Chicago 108, Indiana 103. And also the last game on Tuesday, June the 6th, was a good one between the Los Angeles Sparks and the Seattle Storm. As I stated earlier in the beginning of the show, Seattle would win their first game of the year, beating Los Angeles 66-63. And definitely she's got some big shoes to fill, but I know she's going to handle it just fine. It's just they're going through their growing pains right now. But Jewel Lloyd, a.k.a. the Gold Mamba, she scored 25. Here's Jewel in action.
Here's Stevens with it. Flings it up, no good.
And hustling down the rebound, Lloyd.
There's Jewel Lloyd got her three. In and out. Offensive board. And Jewel Lloyd put McKay. Far side, Brown. Pull up from 15. That one's off the mark. Snaps down by Melbourne. She's been active on the glass and with steals. Jewel Lloyd pump fakes the three. Hesitates, retreats, now attacks again. Hangs in the air.
Lynn.
The dribble drive. Forced up shot. No. Seattle just dominating the glass in this quarter. That's their 27th rebound of the game. They tie L.A. And there's Jewel Lloyd.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and CBS Sports Network. So Jewel Lloyd, a.k.a. the Gold Mamba, scored 25 points in this contest. Also with a double-double, Ezzie Magbegor, 13 points, 10 rebounds. And then Jordan Horston, the rookie out of Tennessee, had 14 points. On the losing end for the Los Angeles Sparks, Nneka Ogwumike had a double-double with 22 points and 11 rebounds. Lexi Brown finished with 15 points. And Jordan Canada had 11 points. So, again, the final score was Seattle 66, Los Angeles 63. Now, let's move along now to action from Wednesday, June the 7th. There's only one game on the schedule, but guess what? It was a good one between the Phoenix Mercury and the Dallas Wings. Dallas would win in a close one, 84-79. Satu Sabali. We're still early in this WNBA season, but Satu has held her own and playing very well alongside Arike Ogunbowale and also playing alongside Maddie Zegrist. And again, Satu Sabali finished with a double-double, 24 points, 10 rebounds. Here's Satu in action.
Here is Satu's mismatch against Cunningham, and she took advantage of it. Arike can't get it. Satu Sabali with a rebound. They're trying to get Satu to work against Cunningham. Outside, Dallas without Tierra McCowan. She is over in Turkey. Satu Sabali, three, buried it. Satu, hesitation, leans in off the glass, guy. On the drive, Satu Sabali.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and League Pass. So again, Satu Sabali had a double-double with 24 points and 10 rebounds. Kalani Brown had a double-double with 17 points and 15 rebounds. And Arike Ogunbowale had 17 points. And Maddie Zegrist finished with 14 points. On the losing end for Phoenix, Brittany Griner had 24 points. Diana Taurasi finished with 19 points. Sophie Cunningham finished with 16 points. And then Shea Petty finished with 10 points. So again, the final score was Dallas 84, Phoenix 79. We move along now to action from Thursday, June the 8th. And it was a rematch between the Las Vegas Aces and the Connecticut Sun. The Aces coming into this game were undefeated, but hey, all good things must come to an end because Connecticut finally got over the hump. They beat Las Vegas, giving the Aces their first loss of the year. Final score, 94-77. Stepping up to the plate, as always, is Dawana Bonner. I mentioned Sue Bird and Sylvia Fowles earlier, but man, Dawana Bonner, 41 points, just insane. You talk about just putting up monster numbers. She put up some monster numbers in this game, putting up 41 points, giving Connecticut the win over the Aces, giving Las Vegas their first loss of the year. Here's Dawana in action.
Ball is loose on the deck. Ripped away by Brianna Jones. Alyssa Thomas. Shovel. DB doesn't win. DB turns. Wilson off the mark. Box out Brianna Jones. We have yet to see Beck Allen tonight. Still the starting five. Bonner. Wilson halfway down and out. Alyssa Thomas zips it ahead to DB. Getting to her spots early on. Talked about making that right read off the ball. Catch and shoot. Way deep to Dawana Bonner. Bonner. Yep. A's to Bonner. Lobbed ahead. Alyssa Thomas to Bonner. Dawana Bonner for three. Transition Bonner. Fakes, drives, got it. Bell. Halfway down and out. 20-point game. Dawana Bonner has never scored 40 in a game. She could do it right there! 41!
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Amazon Prime Video. DeJuana Bonner put on a clinic in this game, beating the Las Vegas Aces 94-77. So DeJuana had 41 points. Also contributing in the victory, Alyssa Thomas, she had 12 assists. Brianna Jones finished with 12 points. Tiffany Hayes had 11 points. On the losing end for Las Vegas, Kelsey Plum finished with 16 points. Chelsea Gray finished with 12 points. Asia Wilson had 13 points. And Jackie Young, finished with 10 points. Again, the final score was Connecticut 94, Las Vegas 77. Let's move along now to action from Friday, June the 9th. We had the New York Liberty going up against the Atlanta Dream. Never close. New York would go on to win 106-83. When you talk about one of the emerging stars, not just in the WNBA, but really in all of women's basketball, you got to talk about Sabrina Ionescu. Sabrina was huge in this game. She put up 37 points, and man, the Atlanta Dream had no answers for Sabrina. Here she is in action.
Two-man game between Vandersloot and Ionescu, and it works. Ionescu finds a spot on the floor, drains it. Ionescu has been working and finding a home at the top of the key. Trusting them in this scenario. Haley Jones, back iron. Nigelani able to tap that out.
Not necessarily the possession you wanted there either.
Ten to work with for the Liberty. Ionescu. Someone got to find her.
All right, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Ion. And nobody found Sabrina in this game. You heard the announcer say, somebody's got to try and find her. Well, Atlanta, they had no answers for her. They couldn't find her because Sabrina did damage in this game, scoring 37 points. Let's stay with this contest for a moment. Breanna Stewart, hey, she got hers too. She scored 25 points. Here's Stewie in action.
Dish on the inside, Breanna Stewart going at Gray. Too easy. Vandersloot also got a hand inside, finds Brianna Stewart at the top of the key. That's a foul and a bucket.
As Stewart pulls up,
surpassing the five that she had earlier in the season as Brianna Stewart.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the WNBA and Ion. So the New York Liberty beat the Atlanta Dream 106-88. So Sabrina Ionescu had 37 points. Breanna Stewart finished with 25 points. And on the losing end for the Atlanta Dream, Alicia Gray finished with 17 points. Ryan Howard had 15 points. And Cheyenne Parker finished with 12 points. Again, the final score, New York 106. Atlanta 83. Also, some other games to pass along to you from Friday, June the 9th. The Dallas Wings beat the Phoenix Mercury 90-77. Good game between the Indiana Fever and the Minnesota Lynx, with Indiana winning 71-69. The Washington Mystics were going to beat the Seattle Storm 73-66. And the Los Angeles Sparks beat the Chicago Sky 77-62. And in action from Sunday, June the 11th, we had the New York Liberty beat the Dallas Wings 102-93. The Las Vegas Aces beat the Chicago Sky 93-80. The Washington Mystics, would go on to beat the Seattle Storm 71-65. The Connecticut Sun beat the Atlanta Dream 89-77. The Phoenix Mercury would go on to beat the Indiana Fever in a close game 85-82. And then the Minnesota Lynx beat the Los Angeles Sparks 91-86. And that was the games of the week that was in the WNBA. So definitely had some, the storyline was during the week we had, of course, the jersey retirement ceremonies of Sue Bird and Sylvia Fowles, also the Seattle Storm winning their first game of the year. And of course we had the Connecticut Sun and the Las Vegas Aces playing those two teams twice in the same week. Las Vegas drew first blood, but hey, Connecticut, they got their lick back and they were able to give Las Vegas their first win, their first loss of the season. So definitely things are starting to heat up a tad bit in this early part of the WNBA season. All right, so now we're just going to give you some updates on currently the Player of the Week awards. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. the Player of the Week award for the Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And for the Western Conference, Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. From the week of June 6th, the Eastern Conference Player of the Week was Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. And for the Western Conference, Mecca Ogumake from the Los Angeles Sparks. And for the week of June the 13th, Brianna Stewart, for the second time this year, being the Eastern Conference Player of the Week, representing the New York Liberty. And for the Western Conference, Satu Sabali from the Dallas Wings. So congratulations to those ladies on winning the Player of the Week awards in their respective conferences for the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference. Again, from the week of June 13th, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty representing the Eastern Conference, and representing the Western Conference, Satu Sabali from the Dallas Wings. All right, so now we've taken care of the Player of the Week awards thus far. Let's get you caught up on currently what's going on with the league leaders in the WNBA in this very early part of the season. Let's start off with points per game. The Gold Mamba, Jewel Lloyd, is the leading scorer in the W. She's averaging 26 points per game. Coming in at number two is Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. Coming in third, actually we have a tie for third. We have Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury and Arike Ogunbowale from the Dallas Wings. And in fifth is Mecca Ogumake from the Los Angeles Sparks. Next category that we have is rebounds. We have a tie for first place. Satu Sabali from the Dallas Wings and Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. Coming in third place is Nalissa Smith from the Indiana Fever. In fourth, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And in fifth, Mecca Ogumake from the Los Angeles Sparks. Next category that we have is assists. Coming in at number one is the point guard, the floor general herself, Courtney Vandersloot, averaging 9.3 assists per game. Coming in at number two is Alyssa Thomas from the Connecticut Sun. At number three, Diana Taurasi from the Phoenix Mercury. At number four, Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. And at number five, Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is blocks. Coming in at number one, BG, Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. She's averaging 2.7 blocks per game. Coming in at number two, we have Ezzie Magbegor from the Seattle Storm. At number three, Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. Also, actually, we have a tie for third place. Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty and Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces. And at number five, we have Nia Coffey from the Atlanta Dream. Next category is three-pointers made. Coming in at number one, Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. At number two, Jewel Lloyd. Number three, we have Arike Ogunbowale. Coming in tied for fourth, we have Brianna Stewart and Lexi Brown. Lexi represents the Los Angeles Sparks. Next category that we have is three-point percentage. Coming in at number one, we have Moriah Jefferson from the Phoenix Mercury. She's shooting 58% from three-point range. Tied for second, Kayla Thornton from the New York Liberty and Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. At number four, Rebecca Allen from the Connecticut Sun. And at number five, Jonquel Jones representing the New York Liberty. Next category that we have is field goal percentage. Number one, Brittany Griner. She's shooting 64% from the field. At number two, we have the rookie representing the Indiana Fever, Aaliyah Boston. Number three, representing the Las Vegas Aces, Jackie Young. At number four, Mecca Ogumake. And at number five, Asia Wilson. Next category is going to be free throw percentage. At number one, Nav Hillman from the Atlanta Dream. So far, she's 100%. Coming in at number two, Ariel Atkins from the Washington Mystics. At number three, Jordan Canada from the Los Angeles Sparks. At number four, Candace Parker from the Las Vegas Aces. And at number five, we have Carly Samuelson from the Los Angeles Sparks. Next category that we have is going to be minutes played. Number one, Arike Ogunbowale. She's averaging 37 minutes a game. At number two, Alyssa Thomas, representing the Connecticut Sun. At number three, Jewel Lloyd. At number four, Satu Sabali. And at number five, Ezzie Magbegor from the Seattle Storm. And the last category that we have is steals. At number one, Jordan Canada from the Los Angeles Sparks. At number two, Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. We have a two-way tie for third place. Brittany Sykes from the Washington Mystics and Brianna Stewart from the New York Liberty. And coming in at number five is Nafisa Collier from the Minnesota Lynx. And those are your current league leaders in this early part of the WNBA season. All right, before we go to break and give you the upcoming games for the week in the W, let's give you the current standings. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. At number one, we have the Connecticut Sun with a record of 8-2. At number two, the New York Liberty. They have a record of 6-2. At number three, the Washington Mystics. They have a record of 5-3. At number four, the Chicago Sky. They have a record of 5-5. At number five, the Atlanta Dream. They have a record of 2-5. And last in the Eastern Conference is the Indiana Fever with a record of 2-6. We move along now to the Western Conference. The Las Vegas Aces have a record of 8-1. At number two, the Dallas Wings. They have a record of 5-4. At number three, the Los Angeles Sparks. They have a record of 4-4. At number four, the Phoenix Mercury. Their record is 2-5. At number five, the Minnesota Lynx. They have a record of 2-7. And in last place are the Seattle Storm with a record of 1-6. So those are your current standings as we stand in the WNBA. Very early, but right now, Connecticut and Las Vegas, for the time being, they maintain a very comfortable lead in their respective conferences. So we shall see who knock them off their spot in this early part of the season. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll give you a look ahead to the upcoming games in the WNBA. You stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
Children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Okay, before we get on out of here, here's a look ahead to the upcoming games in the WNBA. Let's start off with action on Tuesday, June the 13th. We've got the Washington Mystics going up against the Indiana Fever, followed by the Atlanta Dream going up against the New York Liberty, and the Seattle Storm going up against the Phoenix Mercury. Then we have on Wednesday, June the 14th, we have the Los Angeles Sparks going up against the Dallas Wings. Then on Thursday, June the 15th, we have the Atlanta Dream going up against the Connecticut Sun, followed by the Indiana Fever going up against the Chicago Sky. Then we have the Seattle Storm going up against the Las Vegas Aces. Friday, June the 16th, we've got the Phoenix Mercury going up against the Washington Mystics, followed by the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Los Angeles Sparks. Saturday, June the 17th, we have the Seattle Storm going up against the Dallas Wings. And then on Sunday, June the 18th, we have the Phoenix Mercury taking on the New York Liberty. The Chicago Sky going up against the Washington Mystics. The Atlanta Dream going up against the Indiana Fever. The Connecticut Sun going up against the Los Angeles Sparks. And the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Las Vegas Aces. So that's your look ahead to that's the upcoming games for the week in the WNBA. And also, don't forget to go on to WNBA.com because the first round of All-Star voting has begun. So you want to get your favorite players from the W to wanting to play in this year's WNBA All-Star game in Las Vegas. Hey, make your vote count. Again, go to WNBA.com for the first round of All-Star voting. It has officially opened up. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of Striving for It All. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long. And you take care of yourself.